the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani, really large A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone, yet another Monday night, another week, in another year, another month. What can I say? We're on seven nights a week, twice on Mondays. Welcome to the Hostile Zone, right here on your very own BBS Talk Radio, syndicated. And I understand from emails, we're up to 54 countries are airing this show. So shout out to my fans in a lot of these countries. I can't even name them all, but Egypt and some new ones that even have taken me off. Ones I didn't even know existed. But anyway, I am accompanied by, as always, the beautiful and sensational on-air vocalist, Miss Bianca C, like the ocean.
Bianca C, that's me. Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing great.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso. So this is our another recording of the day, or this one's live. Mm-hmm. There's wires everywhere, guys. Wow. So we're here another day, another show.
Yes.
As always, happy to be here with you. Happy to be with you folks. I say this on every show, but I mean it every time, and I'm going to say it again. We spend an hour together on this network once a week. The show's available on every single music and podcast platform you can think of with 5-star rating. It's just easy to find. But I thank you, the listeners and the viewers, if you're watching us on certain cable channels, wherever you might be across the country, or if you're listening to us live on one of the radio stations, iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. TuneIn, all the other ones, we're on there too. Wherever you are, whether it be tuning in or through audio, remote, or video, we thank you, right? Round of applause to our, because you know what? You guys are the best, because without you, we wouldn't be here, and we are very happy to be here. So with that, we're going to touch base on some stuff. It's hostile, and I don't know if I'm going to need to be hostile so much today. Unless if we have tech issues, because you know if you're on the Hostile Zone, you're going to have a tech issue. But we do have an onset haunting.
We are
going to be providing information of that on an upcoming show, probably on our FM station. So if you follow us on there, it'll be one of the FM stations, or it'll definitely be in your favorite music or podcast platform. But I say that because things truly, if it has a full battery, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, guys, it's going to die. The lighting, cameras go off, yeah. Earbuds die, microphones die. We can't explain it. Books have flown off the shelf. Things have come at us. We have all this on videos.
Don't forget champagne bottles.
Champagne bottle thrown at us. I'm not even making it up. We have it on video, and we're actually having it put together to see if somebody could listen to it and see if they could get what EVP. Electronic voice phenomenon.
I mean, seeing it with my own eyes, I think it's kind of cool.
Which
though.
I think is great. You know what? But you know what's really great about that is
I'm like, oh my god, it exists.
We have a guest today that is really, really kind of interesting because he's an award-making filmmaker, screenwriter. Mm. Really, really, really well done in his industry. He has a movie coming out, and I don't want to give up all the good details on him. But one of the movies that I think is coming out most recently, and we're going to bring him in a second, okay. But is about young girls that are involved in the occult.
Oh.
So I guess it would probably be very, very interesting for him when he gets on the show with us here in a minute. He's in the green room. When he comes on, for maybe him to give a little insight of what he thinks. Now, let me tell you a little bit about him, and then I want to talk a little news before we get into him.
Sure.
His name is Sean Clark. with a K. K. K-L-A-R-K. Like Mark. Pronounced like Mark. Oh, Clark. Mark. Okay. But it's with a K. And it's Sean, S-E-A-N. He is a lifelong resident of, what state would be my favorite state other than, well, Washington, D.C. is not a state. But looking at my wall, where would I want to be? With my real Abraham Lincoln letter on the wall here, signed by Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln over here.
Pennsylvania?
No. He is a lifelong resident of the outside the Chicago area.
Oh,
where
Chicago.
The Lincoln letter and the Lincoln Library is. This is actually a real letter signed from President Lincoln to a widow during the Civil War. I'm very proud of having it. I have lots of artifacts of my own that I've been collecting. And, you know, I'm just for my bots and trolls, all right?
Yeah.
Anything that I have that's real, and there are a lot of things that I have that are real, I allow museums and places to showcase them. I don't give them away, but I invest in them in my money, but I will actually allow them to use it at their locations.
Right, right.
Which I think is my duty to do that. Because if you have this letter here, if you're listening at home, I'm sorry you can't see it, but it is a letter handwritten by President Lincoln, and it's on the top. It doesn't say the White House. It says Executive Mansion. I had it validated. It's legit. So I feel that I have to share that with people. So we share it here on the show, and I have items that are in different museums around that it says on loan by Eric A. Sonata. But anyway, so this gentleman is a movie script writer, screenwriter, and producer. I saw some of his stuff. I'm very impressed with his work. And I'm enthralled. Word of the day. I'm enthralled that he's here with us. And but I want to go over a couple new news, I guess.
New news.
Because there was an update since a show that we did before today.
Usually you would say it's like, you know, hard news, but now it's new
news.
Well,
because we're on BBS.
Oh.
We're not, we're not on KKTC. So, number one, and I don't know what order to put these in because stuff happened. Open the chat on there just in case. Never mind, don't have it. Okay, so apparently the federal government, the feds, served a search warrant on Sean P. Diddy Combs's properties as part of a sex trafficking probe, which really, really saddens me.
It really does.
Because I'm a fan of his.
I love
not for his music, but I do like some of his songs. But I'm a fan of how he came from the street and he built a business. And I've always commented on him.
You have,
Sean. If you hear me, I know you went to Hunter College in New York and got a business degree. I know about you. I've watched you over the years. We've met a few times in circles in Manhattan. I'm sorry that this is happening. I would hate to believe that he would be involved in that. I really would. Now, would some of the entourage? Who knows? Who knows if they're even targeting him? This is so new. I don't even want to comment on it because I literally just got it into my news feed. So I really don't have time to even say. I didn't read much of it, but I'm shocked.
I gotta say, like, that's why you always gotta watch out of who you have people or surrounding you.
You are only as good as the people you surround yourself with.
Because you never know, especially stupid people that are involved in that sex trafficking thing. If it's not P. Diddy, it's part of his circle. And now, what's not fair is that he's gonna be the one that's gonna be blamed for it because it happened on his property. You never know. Things happen when you don't know.
Right. I mean,
and it's hard
with the show. I have people at my home. I have people use vehicles of mine. Mm-hmm. Right. You too. You don't always know what these people are doing. You hope for the best.
I got upset. That's why you got to get to know people. Like, I got so upset one time. There was like a person that used to be a crack dealer. I was like, oh my God.
I'm all about giving people an opportunity. If they made a mistake. Or if they got a raw deal and they were accused of something that they didn't do. I'm all about that. I've always been that way, even when I worked in the criminal justice world for many years. So I believe in that. So I just hope that that's not the case. Now, here's another story.
Sure.
Who is your favorite politician? We're thinking looks-wise.
DeSantis.
I knew you were going to go Ron DeSantis. Shout out to you, Ron. Thank you. Thank you. Last time I got a call from your office, she was in the background yelling, is that Ron?
I was like, is that the cute one?
Yeah. So anyway, he did something really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I find it to be something that we talked about on another show. Mm. He signed and implemented the strongest social media ban across the board.
Really?
So, and this is brand new information too. So I'm going to look at as we talk here. This bill will ban social media accounts for all children under 14 and require parental permission for 14 and 15 year olds, which is, so basically if you're under 14, you got no account. If you're 14 to 15, parental permission. We spoke about this on another show. We were interviewed by another show, you and I.
Yes.
And I said this before. I said that there should be, like, LinkedIn is a professional network. You have to prove your identity. I think that we were watching, I forgot what we were interviewing and watching, but somebody was talking about, oh, I was watching Ted Cruz. Shout out to Senator Cruz. He was quoting the number of children. It was his basically interrogation, I guess. And Marsha Blackburn, shout out to her too. It was their attacking in a verbal sense, people, okay? Going after Mark Zuckerberg. Mm. And I commented even on the clothes that he was wearing because he dressed very plain, which was shocking.
What? He dressed expensively.
He had a gray tie, white shirt, and dark blue. But nothing.
Nothing that
he did not want to stand
out.
No, he wanted to minimize himself.
I think it was good that did that.
But Ted Cruz held up numbers, and I believe it was like 37% or 47% at the time, whenever this took place, of children had said that they had been within the past 7 days exposed to nudity, and he went down the percentages, and then there were people in the hearing in the background holding up pictures of their children who have committed suicide or have had suffered irreparable, there you go, another word, irreparable damages to their psychological, their psyche, or physical, or sexual nature. So this was actually something that we discussed on an interview, and now here it is. So let's see how this plays out. I think without wasting too much time on this, because we do have a great guest, and I want to give him the floor. So I want to just get the basic news out of the way, and then I want to give Sean the floor. It's just interesting because you know what? Children, it's not the same world.
Can I say something?
Yes. Nowadays, of course you can say something. You're on the show.
Nowadays, 13-year-olds look like adults.
I know.
And it
is scary. Right.
Because you never know. Like these kids could lie about their age too.
You know what else is interesting about our guest?
I'm glad that's happening.
And our guest also is a retired teacher. So I think that he may have something to say about this as well. So I want to mention one more thing that we talked about on the previous show that went on, that the courts did intervene in former President Trump's case when it was $454 million. It has been renegotiated or lowered, and he's still going to be filing his appeal. Mm. So if you watch my other show where I spoke on it, I had called it that this would happen. So if you're a betting man, and I'm from Jersey, you're a betting man, I called the last three Supreme Court cases down to who would vote which way. But with that said, that's the information on Donald Trump, or President Trump, because I never bash our president, no matter what party they are. But anyway, with that said, let's just make sure we're up. Do you have anything to put out, Miss Bianca?
I got to say that I'm glad that, you know, DeSantis is actually doing that and taking away that technology from kids.
I lost the earpiece.
And yeah, I mean, it's
great. And we lost an earpiece already. I told you, folks. You gotta love it.
Yes, all right. I already know the trick.
You know, it's a trick? There's a trick. Let's see if the trick
works. Usually it does work.
And I'm in. All right. So, this whole thing is great. I think social media is great. I think we talk a lot about AI. I think that's great. But at the same time, we have to look at the consequences in the community and for humanity as a whole.
Yeah.
So if we could, I'm hoping that we have good sound here. Could we bring in our guest, Sean? Let's bring in Sean.
Nice. Hey, Eric. Thanks for having
me. I got you.
Yes, sir. Hey.
So, welcome to the show. So you have quite the resume, and I believe that you, besides your, I watched some of the clips of your movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. You are very gifted, very, very gifted.
Nice and very fortunate.
And yeah, you are. And you were a teacher. So it was a perfect timing to discuss all this stuff. So tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'll throw this out there first. The clerk is with a C. I'm sorry, that was my bad. I gave you the phonetic spelling.
That's what I thought too. but then I saw it typed, and I'm like, maybe I'm saying it wrong. So it's C L A R K.
Typist, yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, you're a one. Yeah, right. I got big, fat Italian sausage fingers, so I don't type at all. So yeah, tell us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Born in Park Ridge, just outside of Chicago. So I was kidnapped and brought to Chicago, and our weather today was 30 degrees, and now we're at 60. So woo, spring in
Chicago.
Isn't
that amazing? Yeah, I hate the swings like that. Yeah,
amazing is one way to put it, yeah. And you mentioned the thing about phones or social media. Actually, TJ Kiss is my director for the film that we're putting out, Necromance, and I sold him on the idea because of this high school zombie horror comedy, because at the end of my teaching career, the kids on their phones, I mean, they live on those phones. And it's...
They live and die by the phones.
The amount of screen time is just insane.
And I also see that when, you know, with my phone, I get the analytics, you know, and it tells me, and I'm like, what am I doing? You know?
Yeah.
But I'm working on it. I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. I'm actually working. Very rarely not doing something that's work related.
It's a useful tool, but yeah, it's definitely.
If you could, I don't know if it's my earbud there, Sean, but you're a little low. If you could get closer to the mic on your end.
All right.
All right. Good. And pay attention to the chat, because you'll see what production's saying.
Right on.
Okay. Yeah. Go on. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's all right. I'm excited to be here. And
hey, yeah. We're happy to have you, man. I'm happy to.
Yeah.
So, the floor is yours, man.
The film that we're putting out has been described to me as a cross between She's All That and Santa Clarita Diet.
It's okay.
It's a cautionary tale about the it girl who gets involved. She's the head cheerleader, dates the head basketball, the star basketball player. So they're like the envy of the whole school, but she... and her jealousy turns to the occult to try to put a spell on him to keep him forever. And of course, the spell goes horribly awry and threatens the lives of their whole crew, the whole school really, and their social status, heaven forbid, also comes into attack.
Right.
So, wow.
This is
now I did see several of the videos. I saw the one with two girls getting in the car. I guess it was a final cut. What scene is that? Two young girls getting in the car.
Yes, that's from House Call, which was our short proof of concept, so that we could show to potential investors that our idea was sound, and that made it.
From what I understand, you got like more than 100% funding on the movie was like. Everybody was grabbing a hold of it.
Yes. Yeah, we've got some real good traction, starting with the New York Long Island Film Festival in Lindenhurst, which is where...
Right. And from what I understand, and I don't mind if I cut in, because I want to make sure I get good questions from you. You have won several awards at film festivals, right? How many? 20-something, right?
Yes, I have won 20 best scripts, mostly for short scripts. So I'm...
Wow.
This is my second career, and... I've been very encouraged by the early returns.
Wow, such a short... Wow, I'm very impressed.
Yes, I was kind of taken back myself that there was so many awards. I'm working on having them put up the information for the movie on the screen here for the folks, and we will also make sure that that it'll be available in the description on the website for people to click and go to.
With my LinkedIn page, you have access to all of my channels, my YouTube channel, and all of my socials and things like that. So I can throw that.
Yes, I did. Sean, I did see that, but I want to make sure I want to make sure we can get whatever that is. If you want, whatever you want, I'd like to make sure that people know. So this particular movie that want the most recent one that you and I were talking offline about. When is that going to be available?
Well, my guy in Levittown is shooting it. He's shot the first couple of scenes. We're currently speaking with angel investors to be able to level up our special effects makeup and locations and post-production, just make it a real slick affair. I mean, we're used to micro budgets. That short that you saw was made for $100 and some pizza and our friends.
Right. I understand it's very tough that, doing these things. And then, my knowledge of this is not, not the greatest, but I know a conversation with Sylvester Stallone, Sly, and I was talking to him and I had heard information about, selling your soul. That's kind of where it comes down to. He did not want to sell it, basically sell his soul and give Rocky away.
Right.
You were kind of in that kind of zone that, hey, I don't want some big name to come in and just buy it and make me just a whatever with it. You want to follow it through. You're the kind of guy that if you're going to do it, you do it all the way.
Right. And that's how they got Taylor Swift's entire catalog. It's a tough business. And when something's valuable, you want to copyright it and register it and just do the whole nine yards. And I don't want to sound naive, but it's kind of disappointing sometimes because all I want to do is make movies that are worth watching.
But make movies that are worth watching and make sure that people actually watch them.
Right.
And getting the information out there. There are so many movies that just never get seen.
No, it's true.
Or they end up going right from production to a streaming network, which I guess now is not the worst thing in the world. Right. But I mean, it could be if you really wanted it to get to the out to the public. Yeah. But stay with us for a minute because we got to take a short commercial break. Don't go anywhere, folks. Don't make Sonati come looking for you. Plus, you want to hear from Sean here because he's got more to tell you.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, Governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sonati, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Zone. All right, Governor. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. We're still here. Sean, you're still there.
I am.
Good. So, along with your movie stuff, you said you were a teacher for how many years?
30 years, 24 in the public high school realm, which is where, I mean, it's rich for material.
Right.
The phone zombie thing is what really sort of inspired me to write this movie.
You should see what goes on behind the scenes here with our paranormal activity. You might want to write a screenplay on that.
Yeah,
we things fly across the room here. It's almost unexplainable. Oh, good. Your name is now on the ticker, by the way, Sean. If those of you that are watching the show, on the ticker on the bottom of the screen, you can reach the show at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com. Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean, at bbstalkradio.com. Or Eric at ericandrewsinati.com. And Miss Bianca, if they want to text the show, what do they do?
917-877-0171.
Did you hear that? And on the bottom of the ticker, it has all that information, and it also has Sean, the producer, screenwriter. His information is in there. If you want anything additionally added in there, contact information or something, let them know in the chat. Okay, Sean?
Right on.
All right. So anyway, so you what did you teach primarily in school?
Really just about anything. English, communications, creative writing, speech, humanities,
journalism.
Word guy.
What's your take on the journalistic approach of where we are now in 2024?
How long is your show?
Is journalism dead?
How long is my show, you said?
Yeah, that's very true. That was probably the best answer I've gotten from anybody on anything in a long time. But then you got all this AI, artificial intelligence, which I think is a good thing to a point.
Exactly.
You have to ensure that you have the right information. But it's like anything, right? I mean, you're a teacher. I've been a professor. I've been teaching for years. I edit books right now, textbooks, for a bunch of law schools, but a publisher that creates the law school books. I do some of the editing in there, and I add in, I add in what's pertinent, and I make sure that it sounds correct, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you and I both know, and I talk about this a lot. The use of the internet is a wonderful tool if you know how to use it properly. If you use it properly and you know what you're looking for. Yes, exactly. And you know all the tricks.
One of the main things we were teaching kids was media literacy because, I mean, who benefits from you believing this information or consuming this information?
Somebody, whoever got it to the top of the list.
Misinformation or disinformation.
I would say disinformation. And you know what's a terrible thing? The press never corrects themselves when they're wrong. Or if they do, it's on the inside of page 12 on the bottom left corner. Right. You know what I mean? But the headline, like this, I was talking about P. Diddy, or I knew him as Puff Daddy growing up, they've changed names, whatever, Sean Combs. This story about them raiding his house is headline news. I didn't read the whole thing yet, so I don't know all of it to comment on, but I can say, what's going to be said about this 6 months from now? If nothing comes of it, there's nothing there at his house. The search warrant proves fruitless. It's a fruitless warrant. Then are they going to change the story? I bet you that headline will still be there forever.
Right.
It'll never go anywhere. But he has the money to pay to put up good PR and get some people to help push down negativity, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Where the common person can't do that.
Right.
So when you get tarred negatively by the press, then that sticks with you. And then either you have the charisma and the resilience to fight back and to stand there and say, here I am, ask me directly, or they hide under a shell and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so many people and same thing with social media. I mean, did you hear the story where kids were talking about committing suicide over TikTok?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's just one of those things that just, to me, I guess I'm privy and you're privy in the sense, Miss Bianca, of our ages when we grew up, that we had computers.
Right.
but we also didn't have them. We had we had both worlds. You know what I mean? Like I
had, wasn't in front of us.
I didn't. Yeah, I had. I mean, I had a computer. I had an Atari 400 back in like and I would but the Atari 400 was a computer. You're thinking of the joystick game. The Atari 400 was a computer, and I learned to do basic programming and typing and et cetera.
Commodore 64.
The Commodore 64, right. Right. I'm not talking Sega Genesis and Nintendo. The Atari original, I mean, they did have an Atari and an Activision. They played that stupid boxing game with the two squares that just kind of punched. But
I remember having like the old-fashioned Apple computer.
Yes, right? Or Pitfall. Remember Pitfall? That was... what game was that? Was that Atari, right? Pitfall? I love that game.
I remember floppy disks.
I got that actually for a a Christmas.
Floppy disks.
Yeah, you go like
this. Yeah, and you blow it. Yeah, you're blowing it.
Okay, it should work.
I actually have I have a retro Atari that I got for Christmas a couple of years ago. And
you're
actually
sounding
it was
so old right now. It was so fun. I'm hoping your demographic is at least 50.
Unbelievable. Yeah, remember, it was a big deal
to
have 16-bit, 64-bit.
The typing class.
Like I took typing. I got thrown out of that class. I got
not computer.
Well,
sure,
just to let you know, I got thrown out.
Writer.
Yeah, I got thrown out of every class pretty much. But
I had the actual.
You were a teacher, so you could see my personality. Oh, I would probably. So basically, the typing class that you took, I took that one too.
Yeah.
And if you know, if you held the button on, it was an electric typewriter, but it was still a typewriter. Mm-hmm. If you held the button down, it made a beep, 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 beep. So me and a couple other clowns, we figured out how to take a little piece of paper, like a little spitball, and wedge it in between.
Really? And wedge it in between?
And wedge it in between the keys. I think I've lost the sound again.
Oh.
Wedge it in between the keys, and it would beep, 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 beep.
Really?
And I put my hands in the air. We got a sound problem. Hold on here. And wedge it in the air. And so be like, it's not me. It's not me, teach. And then if she was going to come by, then I would knock it out, and somebody else would start the same thing all over again. It was just, are we out of sound again? We're back in? Good. I don't understand what's going on. So, yeah, so you were a teacher. You probably dealt with people like me, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt. And actually, some of my favorite students, the ones who knew the most.
Right.
And you know, I was a horrible high school student, so I think my teachers probably would have been surprised by my choice. But it was an excellent career. At the time,
I went to Catholic school. I talk about it all the time. I spent Catholic school for my grammar years, and I never pushed my religion on anybody. But I got a really good education, and the reason I was there, I'm Italian from North Jersey. Kind of that's one of the things that mostly everybody did, but also you know my mom did not want me to run the streets, and you know they did not take any garbage. Now corporal punishment was not authorized, but they were allowed to do certain things. And I used to get the chalk thrown and I would get hit in the face. And these nuns were amazing with their aim. Like the Yankees should have been out there. The Yankees should have been out there and be like, yo, we need her. Forget Mariano Rivera. Shout out to him and his Toyo leadership. But forget Rivera. Forget Roger Clemens. We want Sister So-and-So.
That's like my parents with their sandong horn right across.
Yeah, I mean, but you taught in public school, right?
I did. Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question, and you don't have to answer this one. It's not a sandbag question by any means, but I don't want to. You know, you don't have to. Did you base any of your characters in any of these movies on any kind of odd students you've had over the years?
All of my characters are based on everyone I know.
That is wonderful. Cool. So do they know this though?
Sometimes when it's more pointed, I mean, I have a lot of people who say, oh, you got that from me. And you know, if it's flattering, the answer is, well, yes, of course. And if it's negative, no, that was somebody else.
Isn't that the way to do it? That's the way to do it. That is great. You know, but now what's your take on social media?
Well, now, it's a very useful tool for me, and that's
right.
That's how we.
But you also have to worry about copyright infringement on your stuff.
Yes, that's true.
You have to be scoping. I mean, I see that they air my show gets aired on places without permission, and then I find out they ran, you know, a whole bunch of commercials during it, and they're not there. Now we're syndicated. I mean, my show's everywhere, but you know, they shouldn't. If they're going to run it, that's fine. But I need to know. And I need to, you know, they need to pay if they're making money on it.
you know, that's a problem that I hope they have eventually. Like I told you in your research, that we made that short for $100 and some pizza, and you know, so if somebody's gonna come and dupe my stuff and show it in Bangkok or something like that, then by the time that's happening, I'll have a team of lawyers who will take care of that circumstance. So I won't be disappointed by it. That's a sign of success.
And you know what's funny? And then we're gonna go to Miss Bianca C to sing a song, because I'm gonna make something very relevant to what you're talking about. We found out last year that Miss Bianca had songs that were being was ranking and making good money in Japan.
Oh yeah, and Singapore. Yeah,
stolen music. Basically stolen, copyright stolen, playing in clubs, and somebody sent into the show clips and stuff, and we had to get, you know, we're a union shop, so everybody, you know, union, so, you know, the union lawyers are on that, but it happens.
Yeah, I'm very popular there. I didn't know.
It's nice to be popular, but they're making money on it, you got to make money too. So what are you gonna grace us with? Well, and if you could, Sean, just mute during the song?
I'm going to be singing Close to You by the Carpenters. I felt like singing half of the other half of the song.
Another station.
Yeah, but I never finished it.
Oh, yeah, but it's a different station.
The
so
good
do a,
part
do a whole
like,
song then.
Oh, okay, I'll do the whole song then.
Or another song.
I will do the whole song.
Okay. Yeah, you can't mix radio stations like that.
Oh, all right. I'll do the whole song.
All right.
I do love the song, though.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair, they go the straight light, our eyes are blue. That's why all the girls in town follow you all around. Just like me, close to you. Together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair of golden starlight, your eyes are blue. That's why all the girls in town follow you all around. Just like me, to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be
Wow, what can I say? What can I say? Our audience seems to be enjoying it too, from what I understand.
Oh, that's great.
So are you still with us there, Sean?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Awesome. Good, 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 good. Yeah. Oh, you got it. Undo that. Undo that. Woo. Ooh, yeah, don't, yep. Yeah.
Well, let's, just so everybody knows, Eric, you totally did me dirty, considering the fact that you got a makeup team. This is, I'm like Nixon and you're like Kennedy in that debate.
That is so funny you tell that story. You know what he just said? I tell that story all the time. But for the TV, Nixon would have won that election.
That's right.
Yeah.
And as I'm talking to you, we're losing power on lights as we're talking.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But yeah, well, I told you not to touch the video button, buddy. But don't worry. Don't make that go bye-bye.
It's all right. You know a guy.
I know a guy. I know a guy.
You know a guy that make a go
I know
bye-bye.
A guy. Yeah, I know a lot of guys up in that area where you were filming. But anyway, so open that so you can see the chat. So anyway, so we were talking about copyright stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because once it goes out, it's like so hard to rein it in.
Yeah.
And then nobody wants to take ownership to be the one that took it, you know?
Yeah.
And then they have possession of it. Oh, well, I got it from here. It was free, you know?
Right. And so those people who steal and repurpose your stuff are the jerks, for crying out loud.
That's what they do, yes.
If they spend half of their brain power on doing something productive, we'd have cancer cured already, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. All right. If we spent a second of the money on any of this stuff, we would have cancer. Everything else cured is very, very true. We'd have a lot of things cured. So Sean, are you, since this one is already like in production, like how far along into production is it? It's done. It's done, right?
The first couple of scenes and the principal photography happens in June.
Okay. So the one
you saw was the short that we used as a pitch piece to say to people,
oh, okay,
look what we could do for pizza and $100. If we get a little bit more money, we can level up special effects, makeup and locations and post-production. So that's where we're at right now.
Right. Yeah.
And TJ Chris is my guy there. And it's okay. He's in Levittown, and I sold him on the idea of the film by pitching him a visual that high school is a sort of training ground for a zombie-like adult life. I don't want to give away the ultimate scene.
Yeah, don't give away the show. Don't give away the show. But we want to definitely intrigue people. I like the some of it that I saw. And I mean, the fact that you got 24 awards from the film festivals?
20, yeah.
20.
Yes, small festivals. But, Martin Scorsese said, if you want to learn how to make a film, make a film. And so
exactly.
I'm building the ship while I'm already sailing it. And
right. I mean, to do anything, to learn how to do anything, you got to do it.
Yeah. Jump in the deep end.
There's extensive research, obviously. There's, you know, preparation and skills that you have to learn, but you have to get out there and do that.
Yeah, very and true.
You have to.
Here's the secret for any up-and-coming filmmakers out there. First of all, never say that you are a potential or that you are anything other than act professional, believe you're professional, and work your way into making it a reality.
Right.
The trick always really
be a professional.
Oh, absolutely. And it's got to be fun. It's got to be worth doing. Crying out loud.
Right.
Life's too short.
Well, I said this on this morning's show or another show, as we do a lot of shows. I said something to the effect of, if you enjoy what it is that you do, you never work a day in your life. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but as these shows are on, we're on the air 7 days a week and being we're on 7 days a week, but I'm filming 6 days out of those seven. I'm filming 5 days out of the seven, but I'm filming twice on two of the days. So I'm filming six episodes a week, which is a lot. And now we have additional, we have been asked to do additional shows on other networks.
You've carefully hidden the cat behind that American flag so that people don't know you actually just live in that studio.
Yeah, no, we don't live here, but it's pretty comfortable though. It's pretty comfortable. But if you saw the paranormal stuff that goes on here, you would definitely be questioning if anybody wanted to stay here. Because and we're coming to the close of the show, but some of the studio lights go on and off on their own, even when they're not plugged in. But that's for another day. But Sean, we have like 4 minutes left, so I want to thank you very much for being on the show. Did you have anything final for Sean?
I can't wait to see his movie.
Yeah, I'm going to show some of the clips. She has not been privy to some of them.
I don't mind being in one of them either.
Of course, there's option. She would like to sing or be in one of them.
I would like to be in it.
But Sean, you got like 10 seconds. Get the floor before I close out here. Because there is another live show on after us.
All right. So it's a cautionary tale about the fact that even the populars, the it girls, if they do things like get jealous or try to use tools like the occult to force things to be their way, of course they're going to go horribly wrong. And here's this high school experience, which for me, and I think for you too, Eric, was sort of zombie-like in a lot of ways. We were just like walking our way through it, sleeping with our eyes open.
Right.
And life is too short for that. But
life is too short for that is very true. I definitely would love to have you on again, and I will reach out to you after the conclusion of the show. But I thank you very much for being with us today. Folks, everybody, that was Sean Clark with a C. And Sean, we will be having your information available and up on here for people to see when they come for the archive show. Even though this was live, it'll be updated. But you're on the ticker right now. But there'll be more information out there about you. All right, Sean?
And if they hit me up on LinkedIn, we can interact. I answer all my inbox stuff.
Right. As long as they're in the one, two, or three within you, right? I know, like it's very hard to get to me. You have to know a friend of a friend. But anyway, we're running out of time. I will reach back to you. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm very interested in your movie. Best luck to you in the movie, and we will speak.
Thank you.
Ms. Bianca, how do you end the show?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang clear, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangle banner yet wave for the land
Home of the Brave. You sang it too many times today.
I know.
That's the first crack you've ever had.
I know.
Ever. First ever, folks. First ever. Shocker. We'll edit that out. Don't worry. Production will edit out. Folks, thank you for another wonderful day here at the Hostile Zone. We thank you very much. You are the reason we are who we are. And you know what? I hear you. I see you. But remember one thing. When you wake up in the morning, look at yourself and say, I'm a good person. And after that, I want to be a better person. So pick something that you're going to do that day that's going to make you just a little bit better than you were the day before, and then implement it. You may fail, you may not, but at least you try. And when you implement it, share it with somebody else. Help make their life great. Miss Bianca, how do we close it out?
Use your voice so nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice so nobody hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice so nobody heard you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
That's right, Sonati heard you. I'll hear you on BBS next Monday night. And I'll hear you tonight on KKTC. And you can hear me everywhere on your favorite music or podcast or anywhere. Just Google The Hostile Zone. Sonati heard you.